least I can think about.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I have gotten over age. Now, I say that to say that because there's some things that have happened in your own life here today that you think it's impossible for God to do for you. I come out here today to tell you that God is about to take you from where you thought you were to the place where he wants you to be. Well, I thought I was in the praying church right now. He's about to take you from where you thought you was and where you thought you was going to be and to a place where he moved you to be. And since God is moving, and every time that I understand that God put us in the midst, whenever he put us in the midst, he put us in the midst of himself. And when he put us in the midst of himself, that's when we see the impossible. We cannot serve God in our natural mind anyway, so we might as well stop trying to serve God in our little natural mind with our little intellect and our little Bible study and our little prayer life. We need to learn how to submit to God wholeheartedly and learn how to rise up. Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit today. I go to another place. So we walk into this place, which is the 15th year. I'm going to get to this. I'm going to bring it all to y'all. To the 15th year, and this is the year of deliverance and rest, right? Meaning that God is about to deliver you from everything that you went through in your whole life. I just want to know. I want somebody that can test this. In other words, everything that you have been through in your life, right? Now you're in the place of deliverance. Let me just go on down and break it down. I'm going to bring it to them. See, I got to set you up for Elizabeth. See, and Elizabeth was going through all the things that she wanted kids. She wanted the family, and she couldn't have a family, right? So the year 13, right, 2013 was the year of reconciliation and repentance, right? That means that God gave us the opportunity to reconcile back to the body of Christ and repent for everything he had done. So 2014 come back with a double blessing. It stands for double coming, double grace. So you get a double portion of the anointing, right? So since 2014 was a double portion of the anointing, guess what comes after that? It's deliverance. Oh, good God, my. Which is 2015. I'm dealing with numbers here because I'm dealing with a lot around it, right? First, he gave you mercy. Next, he gave you grace. And then he delivered you. He blessed you. I can tell you what he did with that around Elizabeth. Mercy, grace, and now he's getting ready to listen.
All right.
So, I'll give this here. I hear you, Holy Ghost. And I'm going to say, look, if you want some, how bad do you want it? If you want it real bad, praise your way through that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get caught up on the circumstances and situations that surround you, right? Because that is the golden opportunity for God to shine well in the impossible, right? So you give God, right? God got you in a place right now where it looks like all hell is broke out. Your back against the wall. You robbing Peter, trying to play Paul, trying to talk to John. Then you trying to talk to Thomas. Thomas don't believe nothing you're doing anyway. He doubting a whole while. So now you're faced with what? Inconsistency. You're faced with fear because you feel like it ain't going to happen, right? So this is the time that God shows up and show out because now he can use you because your back against the wall. I'm not going to get into tomorrow's message. Oh, hallelujah, God. You got me full right now. He said, righteousness before God. Walking. See, look, when you walk in all the commandments and all the statutes, all the laws, right, of God, you honor him, you worship him, you adore him. You're not living your own life. You're living for God. I'm trying to talk about revival, right? This is what the revival is for. It's to rekindle the spirit. I'm going to go back and tell you about this here. So when you walk in all the commandments, you live it right, you praise him, you worship him, you don't care what folks say, they call you on the phone with mess, you hanging up on them because you ain't got time for mess.
Amen.
That gospel, you ain't got time to live, that man calling you, the woman calling you, you ain't got time for that.
Amen.
Be holy, because I'm holy. Come from a woman and holy, right? That's the word, right? The scripture, right? So God wants us to back, come from out of the darkness into the light. And look, this is that right in the middle. Look, all the commandments, all the ordinance, and of what? Lord blameless, right? They had no problem. When God looked at them, they was right. They was right for the situation.
Amen.
they have lived, regardless of what, regardless of how bad Elizabeth wanted a family, how bad she wanted, how bad Zechariah wanted a family, they still weren't serving God. It doesn't matter how bad you want a house, a husband, you still serve God. Because you don't have that yet, don't mean that you're not going to get it. God, I want to know, do you have patience enough to wait? Somebody needs to say, God, I don't mind my waiting. Who, Jesus? Y'all, I'm about to look. I'm holding on to my old stuff here. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. See, God, I want to know, how bad do you really want it? Do you mind waiting? Because your patience got to work for you. First of all, you got to have faith. You got to persevere, right? First of all, you gotta wait.
All
right. You gotta wait, right? You gotta have the faith. You gotta persevere, right?
Amen.
You gotta have the patience, right?
Right?
You gotta have some endurance, right? Oh my goodness. This is not even. They're going through something. Y'all ain't going through that. I'm being in the wrong church. I'm being in the wrong church. See, because all the things that I can say work to do is for the goodness of the Lord. But if you don't understand this, right, you'll get caught in yourself. You know how y'all say, I'm feeling some kind of way. Well, I got to say it. Y'all feeling some kind of way. You're feeling some kind of way, right? So you caught up in yourself. You're feeling a little mushy about whatever it is, right? Well, you can't, God can't do no good with you because you caught up in yourself, right? But when you get out of yourself, you allow God to use you. I'm dealing with Zechariah and Elizabeth a whole lot. I won't break it down to the little tip for even a baby can understand. Then it works so you can understand what it means to be a revival. So the next time a revival comes, I don't care who that is. You in the revival. Because that's a word from the Lord in revival. It is ordained by God as a word in revival for his people. I don't understand these folks. Got a lock on folks. You ain't got no lock on these folks. These God people. That's how people get saved. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Stop trying to tell them to stay at home. You ain't over there. Jesus, I give no man authority over them.
Come on.
Oh, they're going to go my heart up. Because I'm on live on there. So that'll kill some of my assignments right there. I don't care. You close that door, God, open up 10 more. I'm going to tell y'all about that 10 tomorrow. I'm on it to tomorrow and listen to. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, God has something for you all.
Yes.
And then, look at that. Because that Elizabeth, what? She was barren. And they both were now well sticking in you. They both were lost. Sound like Abraham and Sarah coming back, huh? They got God to do the same.
Amen.
They got God to do. They both were sticking in age, meaning they was old. Old folks don't have
babies. All right.
They don't have babies, right? That's what many say. But the Lord. But God. See, you gotta have a but God sometimes. You gotta learn how to have a but God. See, when many tell you no, but you say but God. Oh, I thought I was in the right church. How did I have to watch the parking lot and some of the preachers in the community? See, but God, right? They old. You know, when you get an age, right? Your organs don't. Your body don't. But God. Turn the time around, though. Oh, good God, I'm not. Oh, I'd appreciate it there. And it came to pass. That while he executed the priest office, in other words, he was still doing his work, right? He still serving the Lord. He still doing what God wanted him. He still wants children, right? He still wants a family, but it don't look like it's going to happen. So he's still going to work, serving God. And then he ain't talking about what it looks like. Oh, shit. Gotta find somebody to pitch it with this. It ain't what it looks like, right? But God got to turn around in that thing.
Yeah.
I know y'all love the song, "Is It My Season?"
Uh-huh.
For real.
All right.
But guess what? Right. It's God's season for Zechariah for the turnaround, right? See, in order for Elizabeth to have a child, God got to turn some things around. In order for you to get set free, in order for you to do what God has, he got to turn hard in your life. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to preach it too hard. Man. Oh, Jesus. You didn't tell me that. No wonder this happens to me like this. What is this that came upon me? Before God, in the order of course, right? In other words, he's still doing what God has. He's still got to focus on God. He's still willing to go and pray. He's still willing to go visit the sick. He's still willing to lay hands on people. He's still willing to baptize. He's still willing to do the things that he has to do. Regardless of his situation, regardless of the circumstances in his life, he's still willing to do what God wants him to do. So the problem with the safety of God is willing to do what God wants him to do. The situation is him, and all the same thing. Well, you didn't hear Zechariah say, I'll be with our hope. But since I've had, I'm still going to serve you, God. I'm still going to preach. I'm still going to raise hands for you. I'm still going to do the things that I'm still going to live holy and righteous. Y'all taking me too fast. Y'all taking me too fast. But I'm about to go out, boy. And I got a half in here. I ain't have to do nothing. God don't allow me to have notes. I guess that's just for whatever. Hallelujah. 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 I've never seen that. Holy. See, according to the custom, according to the custom of the priest's office, right, Zechariah was still doing his job. Regardless of how bad he wanted, how bad he thought he should have these things, how bad the situation with circumstances that surrounded him and his family, he still did what he's supposed to do. So he goes right to the custom, right, of the office. His mother was burning incense, right? When he went into the temple of the Lord, and a whole multitude of people were praying without a turning of incense. When God brings a revival, when God brings home a revival, the saints pray because they know what's about to happen. They already got the word down before. It's not to come to them, it's the impossible. God is about to break some stuff. God is about to set some people right. The saints already prayed. Oh, Jesus, help me up in here. I've been happy up in here. Oh, you can see this the last time I preached this. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. Listen, in other words, right? God's in the word. God's in the man to let you know that what you do is not to come through. He didn't send nobody to tell you, bring me $215, and you're going to be set free. I'm going to call it up this time. He didn't send you nobody to tell me, give me $700. Yo, y'all know that. Right now. He didn't tell you to get in the $1,500. He didn't tell you to show $500. Not this time tomorrow, you're going to be all right. Show $500. When you ain't right with God, I don't care if you show 5 minutes, you still ain't gonna get your God back. They ain't gonna like it. Now I know I'm going against a whole lot of people. The greatest he that's in me, that he in the world. Oh, I feel like preaching. Really. Oh, I'm in the happy feet of this place. Oh, God. He said, the angel comes. Stand on the side of the altar. Where he at? Ain't that funny God show up? God sent his message in your life to let you know that everything will be all right. So you stop worrying. Stop crying. But go in and praise God. Because he is in the world. That is going to happen. You ever notice Zechariah did not think twice when God said this? Why is this today? It's a question when God says something to you. He said a word. He said, did I hear that? If you're in the right position with God, and God has said a word, you know what God said. You ain't got to go to this sister and say, did you hear what I said? Boy, I'm talking to over here today. Are you all still with me? This is here then. I don't hold y'all too long. Y'all say this preacher, that got a long wind. And when Zechariah, right, he saw him, he was troubled. And fear. And fear upon him, right? You fear. See, whenever God comes to you, you better fall.
Amen.
You better fear. See, too much of us got too much air in our chest. When we get a word right, we feel like what took you so long? You've been, you seen me suffering. You seen me going through this. And what took you so long? Zechariah, as humble as he is, he what? He said, with fear. Because he knows God can take him out at any time.
Oh,
he knows he can be taken out at any time. So he said, now, with all due respect, and the angel said to him, oh, let me get to this point. And but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah. I'll paraphrase this thing. Zechariah, fear not. I come to bring you good news. I ain't come to hurt you. I ain't come to take you out. I'm coming to shelter from with you. I'm coming to help you from the master. Got him out. And y'all tired of people just coming to tell y'all some junk. I know y'all talk to tell you, men and women of God, they're going to get mad at me. But I come here for a revival. I come to rekindle the fire that you missing in this. I come here to lift you up. I come for you to stay there. I come here to lift you up. I come to you. They don't give you a word that inspire you. I come to give you some something to this. So he said, what you doing? I ain't coming to harm you. Get off, man. Let me break bread with you. Let me share some stuff with you here. So he says, Zechariah. He says, do not, Zechariah. For thy heaven. Good God, man. Ain't that something when God hear your prayer?
Amen.
I spend so much time with people, they always ask me. Pray. I said, when was the last time you prayed?
All right.
When was the last time you prayed? You can't get no prayer through her.
All right.
Why is God ain't hearing your prayer? You have the same prayer that I have the prayer. What are you doing that God is not hearing your prayer? So David said, hey, what is that? God has heard your prayer. That's good when God hears your prayer. But we pray a lot of times. We don't think God's going to answer our prayer. We pray a lot. Over and over. Overload, same prayer about a million times. I got to talk to somebody and pray about a million times. Same prayer about a million times. Every morning when God comes, I come that day to tell you God heard your prayer. Come to say, oh my goodness, I got to go somebody to understand this. I come that day to tell you that God has heard your prayer. What is my prayer? To somebody that's trying to get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, trying to get a right to. I tell them to write to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he said, that I live.
Yeah.
He didn't say anybody. See, when he told Abraham that wife will have a son, Abraham and Sarah got that thing twisted.
Oh,
God has told some of you on something. And you got it twisted. So this time he put a pin in that thing. He called her name. He didn't tell Zechariah, thy wife. He said, thy wife Elizabeth. So Zechariah won't have no misunderstanding about what I'm about to do for you. Don't get it twisted like Abraham. Abraham at this time thought, well, how is Sarah going to have? She close to a hundred. And she gonna have some children. So I must gotta take this concubine and marry her. So Sarah and Abraham, I'm just gonna go there. thought that this is what God means. That's a lot of times that we think God means something else when he told us something, because we don't believe that he can do the impossible. Oh, God. I'm somebody here. I'm feeling, can I do some work here? I'm feeling some kind of way up in here today. And I'm feeling some kind of way. God is trying to bring us to a point, right, where we stop leading to our own mistake. And acknowledge his work. But we do. And we think it's still too impossible. Because folks have put so much junk in us. They have fed us and taught us so much junk, right? So when something real comes to us, we don't know how to do it. I know y'all gonna be mad at me all over the world, but may God continue to bless you all that's listening to this night's prayer.
Amen.
I'm gonna preach and teach what God gave me. And I don't care what you say or do, because the Lord gave us my shepherd. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, ladies, he go to every deed of the Lord. They didn't do something else. He gave a name. Oh, good God Almighty. He gave a name. He said his name will be what? Judah. Oh, he didn't call him Larry. He didn't call him Leroy. He said his name will be Judah. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you all what John means. Because I done got so far in this lesson, this apparent say, I don't forgot them though. Look, his name will be Judah. And he said, God shall have joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth. Good God Almighty. At his birth, meaning that I have ordained him before he died in the womb. I have already gave him his all before he got in the womb. God has already ordained him before he got in our womb. We still need no people to give us more. How in the world are we going to do ministry when we still got to get okay from folks? When God has already told you what God has said. You wait on somebody to give you an okay. Well, God has already anointed and appointed you for a job. How do you think you see it in teaching and preaching? You ain't doing it because you're intellectual small or you get the word of God. God has given you those gifts. You need to understand how I operate in those gifts. The only thing men and women of God can do is to show you how to operate in our office that God has given you. They don't have a power to shut you down. God did not give them that authority. But he gave them that authority to show you how to work that thing out of you. I'm not talking to you.
Jesus. Lord. Thank you, God.
See, they would rejoice. How many people rejoiced when you were born? Just see your family. When you came in, they was happy. Some of them was upset, they said, oh, no. Some of you, yes, they said, oh, no. But later, as the time goes on, right, when God appeals to them and let them know, right, that what they have done was ordained and purposed by God. So you had a reason for being here. It was no mistake. Mistake what? What a mistake. I don't care how it happened, God wanted it to happen. Even if it happened, if God didn't want it to happen. I've been in that lie from old days. You was a mistake. That man lived in a lie. I have a purpose.
That's right.
And it was my time to come to serve for the Lord. You got to look at it. We talking about 3 years. Oh, it's not him, bro. You got 3 million sperm cells going trying to get at one egg. And I'll be here.
Okay.
And if you miss it, I love it.
Okay.
I'm not a mistake.
No.
So you should rejoice. Because God has been waiting for us to come in at this time to do what? To serve him.
Jesus.
So people should rejoice. John, they rejoice. He said, many. He didn't say a few. He said, many.
Amen.
We'll rejoice.
Amen.
And shall be glad.
Yes, Lord.
At his birth. Oh, good God Almighty. At his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
The reason why we can't be great in the sight of the Lord, because so many people have put so much junk in us. And we so confused. And since we're confused, the devil messed with our conscience and our intellect. So he get us where our appetite and our compassion is. So he take us away from what God really wants us to be. We can't be what God wants to be because we're too caught up in what people think about us. And since we get caught up, we play the part. And when we play the part, says the guy, don't take much now because I already got it. I'm drawing in a little bit. So now we're living for others, and we're not living for God. But I come today to rekindle some stuff. I come today to give you all a different walk, people. I come today to get you set free from all the buckets that are holding you back from doing what God has for you. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. And it good to be great in the sight of the Lord?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it drink? Look now. I know some of us did a little toasting. We say wine ain't bad. We say liquor ain't bad. We say beer ain't bad. I'm out. You ain't got to. I've been down that road. Let me talk about myself. I know none of y'all ain't done it. So I had a little drink or some, you know, little strong drink. I had all that stuff. I thought it was okay. But as I read and got a little older now, I see that, you know, the calling that was on my life, right, was there for a reason. And the more I deal with judgment, right, and how God ordained his men and women, right, from time of birth, before they come to birth, right, we don't supposed to do a whole lot of stuff.
Amen.
It ain't okay.
No.
I'm just telling y'all right today, it ain't okay.
All right.
He said, neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled. Man, I can quit right now. He said he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. If a man or woman of God telling y'all don't need the Holy Ghost, y'all need to get out of that church.
Okay. Come on now.
All right.
Let me just show you. And let me finish this up. Let me show you. Jesus called all his disciples, right? He called them first, right? So he had to teach them, right? He taught them the way. So they got a chance to experience it, right? But they were not filled with the Holy Ghost. They were not filled with the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of men and women of God today that preach, and they're filled with the Holy Ghost. The problem why they can't set free, they can't do no deliverance, can't lay no hands on no, can't cast out no demons, can't call cancer to fight. There's too many people walking around here saying it's cancer. And all those men and women of God down here, they lay hands on them.
Hey.
It's too many. The reason why, because they ain't got the Holy Ghost. I heard so many people say, well, that was during that time. It only happened one that time. The devil is alive. Not so. Even before the disciples were filled, God said, John will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. He said, he will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even for what? His mother's womb. He comes into the world on fire. He comes into the world on fire. You came into the world on fire. But the devil worked with the people and they took the fire from you. I come back today to light that fire that's up in you. I come back today to reveal the fire. I come back today. I didn't come to have just a casual church. I come in all the purpose. I was going to ride the gospel road to come back and rectify that. You need the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost brings fire. That's the only way you can be able to lay hands on the sick. That's the only way you're going to cause those things to come. That's the only way you're going to have faith in God. That's the only way you're going to do what God has for you to do. You got to have the Holy Ghost. The disciples said, in Mark, around the ninth chapter, called Jesus to the side. Master, how you do this? Jesus told them, this comes from what? Much fasting and prayer. You just can't pray sometimes. Fast sometimes. They take you to do what God has for you to do. See, you need too much in the facility that they take you off course. And God ain't dwelling in old Nazareth until the temple of yours. He can't. It's too much chaos in it. Too much confusion. So we look at this thing, right? He said, this man, John the Apostle, from his mortal womb, with the Holy Ghost. How are you going to tell me you don't need the Holy Ghost now? How are you going to tell me that God put a rap on baby? God didn't put no rap on no baby. We were born in a simple world, but we were never born in simple.
Yes.
So many people said, you better go back and look at Psalm 51. How David was doing that whole total different way. He was confessing. He didn't say that we were born sinners. He was pleading his case. He was asking for forgiveness. And he had went back in time from the very first to ask God for forgiveness to clean him up. No, you sin is not the virus. You have to partake in sin before you can become a sinner. Oh, good God, man. So, John filled with the Holy Ghost, right? In his mother womb, and many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. Somebody say, Lord, send everybody. See, John was a name to hold revival. Everybody that comes and calls revival is not a name to hold everybody. There's things that need to happen. They need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They need to learn how. They need to be holy and righteous. See, because at that particular time in revival, God comes to rekindle the fire that's in the sand. Some of them have tuned out. Some of them are tired of ministry. Ministry has gone. We have time. We got time. Our patience has gone back. And we want God to move. And God ain't moving. And we looking for everything that happens out. So the God comes to lift our spirits up, to clean us up, to tear all that stuff on us don't belong to us. So God was the reason to hold the revival. That's what the word just said. He said, we didn't choose it. He didn't say one or two. He said, men will come. Good God Almighty. Men will come. Boy, he said, of Israel shall he turn to the Lord, their God. In other words, how many people have you turned to God? How many have you turned to God? This is revival, right? So you got marching people for tomorrow, right? You got marching people for tomorrow to bring in those who are lost. That's a lot of things that are hurting right now because they don't understand what it means to rekindle the fire. You know how you light the candle? You know you women, you love the candles, right? And after so long, the wick go out. Oh, good God. The wick go out, right? That's how it brings up. After so long, you've been tired. After so long, you've been praying to God. After so long, you've been paying your tithes and all. After so long, you've been coming to earth for me. After so long, you've been singing in the choir. After so long, you've been teaching and preaching. Your way is wild. The revival comes to what? To return to the Father. To get everything back right. Bring some fruit in here. I said, oh, but this is what I like about the 17th verse. It's coming around. It's coming. Almost coming. He said, and he shall go before him in the spirit. He didn't say it's natural. He said in the spirit.
Yeah.
How are you going to get saved, set free in our natural mind? We're not going in the spirit. Our mind will be renewed. Oh, good God Almighty. And guess what? He will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. In other words, if you understand who Elijah was, you understand how God loved Elijah and what kind of power that he gave Elijah, you can understand now what John is going to be put with. You can understand what you're supposed to have now. I don't want to sound like a fussing. I feel like, oh, he said, and to turn the heart of the Father. Fathers. In this house, you have turned from your children because the kids, little children, not a kid is a goat, the children won't do right. They won't act right. You figure they ain't you. But if you will spend time with them, teach them the commandments, the orders, and the laws, and allow them to come in here and start on PlayStation 2, on YouTube, and all of the internet, and you don't allow them to come and develop a relationship with God, then how do you expect for them to have? You're not teaching them, the world is teaching them. And since the world is teaching them, they don't have an ear for you because you're talking crazy to them. What they know is what they've been taught by the internet. Satan himself has disguised himself and took our children. Father, I'm talking to the men in this house today. We turned away from our kids because we allowed them to do everything that we think is all right just for them to shut up. We give them the world and they ain't earned nothing. They ain't work for nothing. They persevere. They ain't do nothing. They have no patience and they have not developed no faith. But we have given them the world. And we expect for them to do right. Man, what page, what book are we reading? Everybody, according to Genesis, the 16th chapter, no, the 17th chapter, verse 7 and 9, God tells Abel that every generation had to develop their own relationship with them. So how are you going to develop their relationship with them playing P2, YouTube, texting, talking on the phone? Sit at home while you're in church. Shout. Your children need to be right here with you. Your husband needs to be right here with you. That's all the Bible. In case they didn't. No way. The devil already in the house. If the head is not in the house, if the head is not leaving the house, how in the world is the house going to stay? The foundation is messed up. I'm just giving you, I'm trying to get somebody to have a revival. This is, we got a revival. This is what the revival is for, to come and set the record straight. To return the fire in the sense. So he said, how are you going to have the power of Elijah when you sit at home and watch him in the lab, the NBA, trying to hang out with the boy, trying to get a brother out of the middle? Where are you going to go there? How are you going to do all of this? I was calling out. How are you going to meet your daughter when you're trying to have love for it? Now, all of y'all need to be in church. You need a break. How do you need a break? We need to teach her how to care.
Jesus.
She's going to follow you. If you don't follow you, she's going to follow the Lord. Then when she's following the Lord, you're trying to play that, but she's going to get it in you. Oh, y'all don't have no church with me up in here. I couldn't have it. Now, let's come to pray. Y'all know I'm going to pray. He said, you got the wrong preacher here today.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Then you have. How you going to turn the disobedient? That's what's coming up next to next week. How you going to turn the disobedient around? When you call up, you can't do it. You call up, they see how you did it. You on the phone sneaking, talking to the boyfriend you married, talking to your girlfriend you married. Hey, they see you. They see you. They hear you. So when you get busted, all you're going to try to give them themselves come and shut them out. So that old spirit goes with you. I'm trying to get somebody to turn the disobedient to get back around. So you can't have the power. You can't do what God wants you to do. You can't come up in the world. Y'all don't have no church with me today. He said, to the children. To turn the heart of the father to the children. So father, you got to go back to the child. You got to break bread with them. You got to come and give them numbers of word. You got to pray with them. See, man, too macho. You got to get on your rested knees and pray with your son and daughter. You got to pray with your family. All this other time, everybody got time in the house besides God. You ever know been in the house? I've been in the house years ago. Step on your feet, just say out. You know, the time, everybody got time. You got time to work. You got time to talk to your girlfriend. You got time to talk to your mother. You got time to do schoolwork. You got time to watch schedule. You got time to watch empire. You got time to watch all of this old mess and get caught up in it. But you can give God a whole time. God don't have 15 minutes at the time. How do you talk to somebody in the got time for everything but that God. He didn't run in the old church. Oh, who preaching? I don't want to hear what he got to say. He got to say, why is she upsetting? She don't matter. Oh, my goodness. She just does something to me every time. She says, who on the door? Who works? Who works? God, you got all kind of trouble, Father. You bring all those issues into the church. You can't return from your own wicked ways. But you expect, right? For children, because you can pour all your money into, you sowed in the wind and reaped the whirlwind. That's what you did. When you sow into devilish kids, when you're trying to feed them off money, when you're trying to buy respect, right? When you're trying to buy respect, when you're trying to buy your kids respect for them to do right, you sow in the wind and reap the whirlwind. In other words, you look in one hand and you reach in the other hand and you ain't got nothing. You still waiting, right? Them kids that took everything you got, and they know they prayed on you with that. So he said, turn. He said, turn your disobedience to what? The wisdom of the judge. Oh, good God Almighty. In other words, let me just say, I can break it down to you. In other words, you ain't got it all. In other words, you ain't got it all. In other words, you ain't got it all. But somebody else can help your kids. You ain't got all the answers because you ain't been through nothing. Your mama baby, you tell her that you get in no trouble. So how you gonna tell her how not to get in trouble about trouble when you ain't getting in no trouble? There's somebody that's in your ministry in the church that's been in some trouble can tell them because they have a testimony to set them free. But you don't want them to be vulnerable. Go bother him. Go bother him. He just come out of jail. She just come out. Well, they need to talk to them to find out why he got in jail so they can save him from out of jail. You won't cry at night when they get in trouble. You won't cry at night when she took out the woman, hanging with her friend. And when you wake up, she beat you up. She just got beat in the house. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me up in this church the other day. I'm going to tell you like that. I said it just. I didn't say anything about it. In other words, the person that's living right to tell you if you want for the Lord on this side. If you want for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'll be. That's a testimony there. That ain't been an hardship going out there. That behind a testimony behind it because God is going to be somewhere. So the judge, so the kids can learn. You ain't got it all. You don't know how. He said, to make ready a people. Good God Almighty. See, this is why it is. This is why I'm fighting it. See, y'all don't understand. I'm getting so excited because I'm coming down to the end of this verse. He said, to turn, like, to turn. He said, now, to meet ready a people prepared for the Lord. If I don't teach you that, how are you going to hear what God has to say? Satan been talking to you. The difference between Satan's voice and the Lord's voice, you won't even know. Because the voice you know, because you fed him the most is Satan, he's going to go there. And the revival, in essence, is to prepare God's people to turn back to him so they can hear from the Lord. That's what John was. John's purpose as he came into the world was to get the people prepared to receive from Jesus. Every time a man or woman of God come in for revival, their job is to get the people to prepare to hear from God. You don't hear that at no conference.
No.
Oh, you don't hear that at no conference. You don't hear that at the end of the day, when the day. Quiet anniversary. You don't hear that.
No.
The revival job is to come to get the people to turn from their wicked ways and prepare them to hear what God has for them. These 2 days, you're going to hear what God has for you. I'm not going to leave until you hear what God has for you. I didn't come here just to be a side puppet or to be dressed up and you be messed up going out the door. I come here so you can hear what God has prepared for you. And God wants you to turn that thing around. See, because you're looking at the impossible. See, I don't even know I had these notes. You're looking at the impossible.